That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, and welcome to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. My name is Jason Mahoney, joined alongside by the lovely Audrey. How are you doing this morning, Audrey?
Attempting to get caffeinated.
Wait, you need to get caffeinated?
Yeah, I'm trying to get ready.
Why?
Because I need...
Do you need this much energy this early in the morning?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, we could all just kind of ease into the day.
Are you nervous by this?
No. No, but we could all, you know, I don't feel like we have to, the super monster energy 18-hour plus.
It's kind of just how I get my hamster wheel going.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
All right, and we also got Ian with us this morning.
Good morning.
Are we going to play Where in the World is Shirtless Dave Fair today? Do we have? Should we play Where in the World is?
I would love to play. You know I love playing that game.
Okay.
Is he gonna be shirtless though?
Yeah,
most likely.
Pretty sure he's shirtless in Chicago right now. So if you remember that later on during the show, we'll play Where in the World is Shirtless Dave Fair.
Yes, I love that game.
Walking down Mission at Good Avenue, trying to find a new shirt.
That's right. Don't know what he's doing there, but that's where Shirtless Dave Farah is today. So we've got some good news and some bad news to start today's show. What would you like to start with today, Audrey?
Let's start it off on the right foot with some good news.
Right foot forward. I don't know if this makes me uncomfortable. You said it yesterday, opposite. This makes me really uncomfortable.
Listen, I'm going to go
throwing
good
my whole
news.
Day off.
I'm feeling positive. Remember, caffeine. We're going, oh.
Mahoney says relax, Audrey.
Okay.
Okay.
Some good news.
Oh, this is some good news.
I love this story, and I think it'll brighten all of our days. There's a sweet couple from Japan, Mr. and Mrs. Kuroki. They've been married since 1956. They were hoping to travel the country when they retire, but unfortunately, just before retirement, Mrs. Kuroki faced some health complications with diabetes, and she lost her vision as a result. The sudden blindness, understandably, sent Mrs. Kuroki into like a really deep depression, which kept her inside for the better part of a few weeks. Ugh. Mr. Kuroki felt horrible seeing his wife suck into this like unhappiness, this black hole, and immediately started thinking of ways to change and improve her life. This inspiration came to him one day when he was working on a small garden and noticed a lot of people stopping by to take a look at the pink flowers that he had planted. Mr. Kuroki immediately thought that if he created a bigger garden, more visitors would come and help cheer up his wife. So over the next 2 years, he spent planting as many flowers as he could and tending to the garden in order to keep them healthy. Over time, the Kuroki farm in Shintomi was turned into one of the most beautiful gardens in Japan. Mrs. Kuroki, sadly, still not able to see the flowers, but now she could smell this entire hill. I mean, this like monstrous garden of pink, beautiful flowers.
Acres.
Yes. And now... she has plenty of company and is very happy every single day.
Husband of the Year Award. What a man.
I mean, he didn't just bring her flowers. He
planted them.
And now, my guess is after this story comes out, nothing but Instagram influencers are going to show up there.
I know.
Ruin everything.
I know.
These sons of bitches.
It does look like a screensaver, though, that garden.
It really does.
Beautiful.
It really
snow
does.
Snow angels. And what kind of... I want to know what kind of flowers they are. Can you just pink?
Pink.
Pink flowers.
That's all that matters.
That's how we meant, like, what kind of flowers would you like for your wife? Pink. Give me pink.
Give me the pink one.
Smell good. Good smell. Pink.
I hope Mr. Kuroki got lucky after that.
I'm sure he did. On to some bad news.
Yeah, can we please get to the bad news?
For today, and I think we're going to love this story. A Michigan couple who won $500,000.
Woo!
That's a lot of money. In a state lottery scratch-off back in 2016. They've been charged in a string of burglaries.
Oh, no.
29-year-old Mitchell Answald and 28-year-old Stephanie Harvell were arraigned last week on home invasion and possession of burglary tools. They each are being held on a $50,000 cash bond. They were arrested last week following a burglary in Merritt Township, about 110 miles northwest of Detroit. The couple are suspected in burglaries in five counties spanning 2 months. So Harville said in 2016, Michigan Lottery News that her and her husband were living paycheck to paycheck before they bought the $5 hot ticket from the Bay City gas station, which led them to $500,000.
You know, I could go through $500,000 in 3 years. That's
easy. Yeah.
I could go through that in 3 weeks, I think.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
What are you buying in three weeks for a half million dollars?
$500,000. I'm buying all of us bro-dozers. first and foremost.
Okay.
And
okay.
then
good investment.
I'll take us all out for maybe a nice lobster dinner.
Nice lobster dinner.
And then I'll buy some property.
And some property.
I'll buy some property.
Okay. Could you imagine though getting $500,000 just free and clear?
No. And then go to Rob? Like the sequence of events doesn't make sense to me. Like, were you just like high on adrenaline from all the money that just like got in your pocket? You're like, I need more.
I can kind of empathize, not with a robbing.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, no, not with that part. But think about this though: you get handed $500,000, and you're like, oh man, I am rich.
Mm. Life in the fast lane for
sure. And then all of a sudden, you somehow mismanage your money, buying road dozers, property, and expensive lobster dinners. So
and
you turn
broke.
So you turn to the meth and the robbing, and that's how you end up in Detroit Municipal Court.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's really bad though. That's got to be meth, right, Ian?
I saw the
mugshots.
It's methamphetamine. Yeah.
Meth and lobster. That's a high ticket price. Side of meth? Side of butter. Buttery meth.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, thank you. Thank you for choosing the good news first. I tell you something, I don't know which one's dumber. Mahoney for always choosing the bad news and being so predictable, or Dave because he keeps asking Mahoney. So thank you, Audrey. You are awesome. Glad you're part of the show. Ian, you're awesome too.
Message deleted.
Wow.
Exactly.
No, I'm going to take it and run. Thanks, Brent. That was very nice.
If you didn't know what that sound effect is, that is the White Knight coming to the rescue. So the reason why...
Chivalry.
We start with the bad news as opposed to the good news the vast majority of the time is because you want to finish on a high note.
Of course.
Good note. You want to feel good. The last thing you're told is usually what you remember,
then
right?
Why do you ask?
Why do I ask? Because that's just how it works.
Because he's nice. He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, no. That's why.
Okay.
Always bad news.
No.
All right. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. So I'm curious, and I want to know if you guys have any, like, arch enemy or nemesis. You guys don't have to give any names, but describe them and, you know, what makes them your enemy?
Message deleted.
If I'm just going to be honest, the person I hated the most on the planet died.
Oh.
So I was pretty happy by that. I know that makes me a bad person.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. We were all there. Go look at our new show photos, which are on our Instagram, at Dave Mahoney. Look at the one with me and Dave laughing. And you want to know how that photo came into light? My wife was the one who was taking the photos and goes, hey, remember when XYZ died? And I go, yeah. And then I laughed. And then I laughed a whole hearty laugh. I mean, they were old and they were a dick. So it was whatever. But still.
I like it when toddlers take portraits, they like dangle little toys and everything. All you have to do is be reminded of somebody that died.
There's nobody on the planet who I hated more than that guy. He was a former boss who treated me, who threatened to murder me. When he died, I took joy in it because the world's a better place now.
Oh my God.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, I don't know, to be honest, if I would rather eat a mayonnaise or ketchup sandwich, but because I get to pick the bread, I'm going to pick a big old thick bread so I can not get so much of that mayonnaise taste. Because ketchup, it's just going to bleed through, and it's
gross.
I'm even thinking about it right now. Anyway, mayonnaise sandwich. Thank you.
Message
no,
deleted.
Why would you even... Who puts ketchup on a sandwich first? Secondly, mayonnaise.
Well, do you consider a burger a sandwich?
No.
But it's... meat in between two.
That doesn't necessarily that doesn't qualify it as a sandwich.
What qualifies something? What if that hamburger identifies as a sandwich?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
Lighter, like a lighter meat. Yeah. It can just be like a big old hunk.
Get woke.
Either way, I'm dead. I'd rather die than eat a mayo or a ketchup sandwich.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
No matter what, no matter where you live, everyone thinks that their city is the worst when it comes to driving, construction, bad drivers, all of that. No matter where I've lived in, what, 5, 6 major metropolitan areas over the course of my lifetime. And every city that I've lived in, be it St. Louis, Houston, Dallas, San Diego, or St. Louis, they all think that the worst driving is in their city.
Especially whenever it rains, right?
Well, to be fair, places that it doesn't rain, people don't know how to drive.
Even
it's
then,
true. When you're in the desert,
it's like, these people don't know how to drive in the snow.
When you're in the desert and it rains where it never rains, or it rains, you know, what, a dozen times a year,
yep. Yeah.
People lose their damn minds.
Right.
On that. Like when you live in a place like Missouri or Houston where it rains literally all the time.
Right.
People are better. Same with the snow. Like if it snowed in Las Vegas, which it has a couple times, but luckily I've never seen the snow stick to the streets.
One day was
pretty
scary. The Thursday.
It didn't stick to the streets though. That's how it's like. It's not real snow unless
slush.
It's sticking to the streets.
Exactly. But people still didn't know how to drive in it.
Well, Wallet Hub has just put out its list of best and worst cities to drive in. So the 10 worst cities to drive, and starting at number 10, you go Honolulu, New York.
Honolulu?
Yeah. L.A., Seattle, D.C., Newark, New Jersey, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Oakland, and the worst city in America to drive in. This I found shocking.
Yes.
Detroit.
Bizarre.
It's got to be because of the conditions of the roads, I can imagine.
Maybe
not the volume of traffic, but just how the infrastructure upkeep.
Just total swerve of potholes.
I am shocked that Atlanta and Houston are not on here.
I'm shocked that LA is not one.
Well, LA is on there, but it's still behind DC and Seattle, which is surprising. The best cities in America to drive in, Greensboro, North Carolina. Mm. Then you've got Boise, Idaho.
What up, Boise?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Corpus Christi.
Birmingham, Alabama. Have you ever driven in Birmingham?
I have. It's fine.
It's fine. Winston-Salem.
It's definitely like two lanes. You know what I mean?
Tampa. Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. Orlando. And the best city in America to drive in is Raleigh.
Raleigh is beautiful. But, I mean, these are all, like, very not big cities. Like, if you can't really compare Birmingham, Alabama to L.A.
Where's Sheboygan on that list, then? You know what I mean? Like, all these are really small.
I mean, why don't you just pick a town with, like, a population of 8 in the middle of Kansas?
You know what? I would like to bet.
They've got one stoplight, and somehow they are still messing it up. They're like, oh, Mrs. Herbert.
Mrs. Herbert.
She's always texting and driving.
I used to get stuck behind tractors in Alabama going to school, so I think that was pretty awful for me.
Driving in Missouri, there's, when I would go down to the Lake of the Ozarks, there's, you go through like the back area, like south of Jefferson City, and there's like Mennonite country.
Yep.
And so you would get behind, Mennonite's kind of like Amish, you would get behind horse and buggy. So there would just be like a big ass horse and buggy just in the middle of the road, and you could not pass it because it was a 2-lane road, and this buggy was taking up like 1.5 lanes.
Oh, no.
So I would honk.
Scare the horse.
Scare the horse.
Come on. Hey, where's your blinker, horse? Where's your blinker? Oh, wait, you don't got one. Call somebody. Oh, wait, you can't. Oh,
damn, man.
I know, it's cold.
Mennonites.
So the Hurricane Dorian is just, you know, crazy, you know.
Yes. I'm
luckily, the landfall that we've seen here in the continental United States is not nearly as bad as what they were expecting. But there are some kind of unexpected things that are happening because of the hurricane.
What are you talking about?
15 kilos, which is 33 pounds of cocaine washed ashore in Florida beaches over the last few days, and they all think this is due to the currents and the waves that are being caused by Hurricane Dorian.
There's going to be a big old party.
Is this why we always see those guys out there surfing at the last minute?
Yes, it's got to be.
Just trying to like catch it in the waves.
The crazy thing
put
is,
put it in their swim trunks.
So a lot of this has been found in Melbourne. And they have said that a pound of cocaine is only $30,000. Doesn't that seem kind of low?
It does. And if you do the math right, so $30,000 mm-hmm. for 33 pounds ends up being like $450,000. But yeah. if you cut it...
Of course.
You're not just like giving everybody pure.
How'd she go Goodwill Hunting on all of that there? What the hell?
I like she instantly becomes a businesswoman. She's like, yeah, if we cut it six ways.
We can make this $1 million deal.
And that's how Ian and I end up in a hole in the desert.
The sweet sounds of a laundromat.
Dirty Laundry.
Ah, yes. Dirty Laundry. One of our favorite segments here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. We send our intrepid producer Ian out to some of the shadiest parts of the city to talk to people who are at laundromats.
I'm glad you stay safe.
Well, he doesn't really stay safe.
No.
He just hasn't been murdered or stabbed yet, and I feel like he's going to, and I've told him to stop going to those areas implicitly. I'm going to need you to sign a release form.
Is it kind of a goal of yours?
Is it a goal? I wouldn't necessarily call that a goal. More an aspiration. You know, it's okay. But Mahoney, going off of what you're saying, these interviews are getting scarier and scarier.
Yeah, you keep on ratcheting it up. Somehow you keep finding weirder and scarier people each and every week. And tell us about the gentleman that you are interviewing today.
Probably one of the scariest interviews I've done. I saw this gentleman outside the bar laundromat. He was going number one, even though the bar laundromat has a bathroom inside of it.
Was it on like the side of a building, or was he just out in the front of the street?
He was out in the front of the street.
My man.
Now, he had been drinking a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just to describe him, he's in his early 60s. Wow. I would say about 5'10", a big old beard. He's got tattoos all on his arms and hands. Immediately screamed prison to me, and I was correct. He was actually a part of a prison riot. He's going to give us a history lesson here back in 1991 at the Montana State Prison.
Well, here's today's Dirty Laundry.
Dirty Laundry.
All right, so I'm here for another edition of Dirty Laundry, and I've met a friend. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm still alive.
I hate to say it, but I saw you taking a whiz over there.
It's all right. You gotta go. Nation calls.
I'm looking for something you've never told anybody before, and I hate to pass judgment, but I can tell you got some stories.
Well, the craziest story is I'm living in Montana, doing 7 years in prison, Montana State Penitentiary. And there's a riot goes on.
What were you serving time for?
Industrial burglary. Stealing copper.
Now, how long were you in there before the riot?
I was there about two years. What happened is all these convicts, well, I'm a convict. We went after these and we figured they're not going to be on our block. So we're going to take them off.
How many of them did you get? And be honest with me.
About 36. And I was the head cook. And the guards, this is, well, we won't shake you down unless you feed us. So I'm feeding in like Christmas time.
So after the riot, did you face any repercussions from it or anything?
Oh, no, man. I just stood back. I said, anybody else for you getting fed?
So you used food as leverage.
Yeah.
But now no one was killed in the incident, right?
17. This is intense, dude. We smashed in some windows, lit them on fire, and ran like hell. The IPS comes in. I have inner prison security. They come in. They got these little grenades, and they throw them, and they blow up. Oh, yeah. And there's like 1,000 little rubber BBs that come flying out. They go everywhere. I mean, they'll knock you out.
Do you roll with any gangs while you're in there?
We look out after each other. Now, we're not allowed to take or do anything with... Not even allowed to play chess with them. Same goes for the... Don't touch them. Don't do nothing. If one strike goes off, the whole place goes off.
And obviously, that's what happened.
And that's what happened.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Did you Wikipedia the prison riot he was talking about?
Yes, I did.
It's legit?
It is very legit. It's very unfortunate. A lot of the inmates that did perish in the riot, they were either in protective custody or they were in for stuff that people in prison don't like you being in for.
Okay. I have a hard time believing, though, that he was only there for 7 years, and if he killed another person, he wouldn't serve more time.
But
I'm
cook.
Just saying.
He was the cook.
Oh, okay.
So was Steven Seagal.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Red
Redneck Report.
I really do think that one of the best ad campaigns of the last decade is from Snickers. You're not you when you're hungry.
That's super fair.
I feel like that is so spot on, so accurate, mostly because anytime my wife thinks that I'm mad at her or that I don't love her anymore or anything along those lines.
I don't love her anymore.
No, she's like,
dramatic female thing ever. Honey, I feel that to my core.
She's like, you don't love me anymore. And it's like, no, you're just hungry. I'm like, no, are you mad? I'm like, no, I'm not mad. I'm just hungry. I am a creature of habit, and I need to be fed. I need my most, you know, basic needs satisfied. So I can empathize with this Georgia woman. So a Georgia probation officer has resigned, and her friend has been arrested for borrowing that officer's badge and gun to get free snacks at a Quick Trip.
Ooh.
Which, if you don't know about Quick Trip, Quick Trip is the business. Do they have these in Kentucky or
no.
Alabama?
No. Like Easy Mart or something.
So think about like if you're down in Texas, you're thinking of like a Buc-ee's. Buc-ee's is legit. But in my opinion, the best gas station pound for pound in America, Quick Trip.
Hands down. Completely agree.
Bathrooms,
with you.
Not so much. But overall, everything else.
I really do judge a gas station based on the bathrooms.
Buc-ee's has the cleanest bathrooms, but their peripherals are not quite as good. So this 33-year-old woman, she was arrested and charged with impersonating an officer. Gwinnett County Police Officer J.T. Smith said he saw Egerton inside the Quick Trip with a badge and gun requesting free snacks. And her actions seemed suspicious.
Oh, yeah.
Smith's body cam footage shows that he pulled Egerton over and she was still wearing the badge. The footage shows Egerton admitting that her passenger, Brandy Green, was an officer with the Department of Community Supervision who let her borrow her gun and the badge. The department says Green was suspended but later resigned.
Wow, they're giving a gun to a community supervisor?
I mean, you gotta supervise that community. And you gotta go get free snacks at the Quick Trip, people. They got great coffee.
What would you do if somebody was like, listen here, respect the badge and give me my fire hot Cheetos?
Okay.
Or else.
Take them. Take them.
How did that conversation
go? I don't know. How do you, like, do you just go up there and you're like, hey, can I get these for free? Like, you're holding a gun. You can take anything. Here's the money in the register also.
Is tapping the badge with the gun?
Yeah. So a drunk Marine in Florida, police say Gavin Krim, 19, broke into a house around 4:15 in the morning and began cooking food inside the home. When confronted by the home order, this drunk Marine told them to go back to sleep. When the homeowner threatened to call the police, the reports say that Krim ran out of the house. He was soon found by the police hiding in a thick wooded and a swampy area behind the property. The arrest indicates that Krim was under the influence of alcohol. See,
no kidding.
If we think about this, all of these crimes so far, and we've got one more, they all revolve around food and hunger. If we could just get everybody, like, I feel like we don't need more, like, the way to stop crime and violence. Let's just have free food, like stands. Like, just give people food. If everybody's full all the time,
be a happy place.
Nobody is going to go like commit stupid robberies. Nobody is going to like you. I'm not getting into a fist fight if I have got a full stomach because I am just full. I'm going to be lethargic. This is what
I will not run fast at all from the police if I am full.
Yes, this is so. This is what we need.
Like, do we need it?
Mahoney, you're saying food is the problem and the solution. I just want to let you know.
Well, yes, but I'm saying the solution to our problem is food.
But food is the problem in all these stories.
But the problem is hunger. The solution is food. Here's what we do. Oh. And I'm just going to throw this out there. And if anybody in the government is listening, feel free to take some notes. So here's what we do. Make Thanksgiving meals available 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
I mean,
who's
but
paying for this?
Here's what we do. We stop subsidizing corn. We start subsidizing turkey. Turkey on every corner in America. Let everybody just eat all the turkey that they can handle. Violence is going to drop down. We're going to be more productive. We'll get more sleep, which will make us feel better at work the next day, where we will be more productive. See, this is what we need. We need brilliant politicians to run on a turkey platform.
the turkey party.
That's right.
Yes.
And all turkey for everybody, and you are in the world, and the America will be a much better place. I promise you that much.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's foolproof.
As long as there's no cranberry sauce, I'm good. I'm game.
No cranberry sauce?
Hell no.
Go to Canada. Get out of here.
No, the kind that's in the can that just comes out.
Oh, yeah. It looks like dog food?
No.
Hell yeah. Cover my body in that. Oh.
Cover your body in it?
I'll eat my way out of a pool of that. We forget
about it.
Cover your ears.
All right. We've got Jeremy joining us on line number three. What's going on, Jeremy? How are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. This game, Cover Your Ears, is it's a game where we take songs that Ian scours the depths and the bowels of YouTube for some of the most interesting artistic interpretations of very popular songs. Have you heard this game before, Jeremy?
I have, yeah. I'm always impressed with some of the talent you guys have.
I mean, just grade A. I feel like, you know, Justin Bieber was discovered on YouTube. I feel like we are discovering probably the next Bieber with one of these songs today. So the way this works, we play you three songs. You get two out of these three correct, and you will be our winner today. If you get the name and not the song title, or the name of the band and not the song title, we will give you a half a point. Are you ready for our first entrance into today's version of Cover Your Ears?
Yeah, let's do it.
You got it.
All right, here we go. Here is number one.
Drop.
That is number one. Jeremy, do you have a artist and title of the song?
I know that's Coldplay. The name of the song, I want to say it's like Adventure of a Lifetime. Is that the song?
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Okay,
Jeremy. I
want to
go with Herbert the pervert from Family Guy is exactly who that sounded like.
That was. I was very impressed. I want to hear that guy continue to sing.
Are you really?
Yes. I wasn't mad at that. I thought that was pretty damn good. All right. Well, you got one for one. You got one full point, Jeremy.
Really
if you get the artist and the song on this next one, you win outright. Here is song number two.
Royal prophecy, wrote some great. Go make a legacy, manifest a destiny. Back in the day, we wanted everything. Mom said, burn your biography, rewrite your history. Like our wildest dreams, let us need peace. Every day, we wanted everything. Mom said, don't give up, it's a little complicated. All tied up, no more love.
Woo, wow. All right, that is the end of song number two. Do you know the artist and the song, Jeremy?
That Panic at the Disco, High Hopes.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great job.
You want to see if you can go three for three?
We need to hear this third one, don't
yes.
we, Ian?
Yes, we do.
We don't care about you, Jeremy. We're just going to play it. I stopped an old man along the way. Hoping to find some long forgotten word of ancient man.
Here we go, guys.
Oh, no. All right. What a collaboration right there. Jeremy, you going to go three for three, even though it doesn't matter? Who was that?
That's Africa. And I don't know, was that Weezer's version or was that somebody else?
That was a version.
Oh, wow.
You win again.
Great job, Jeremy.
Thanks for calling.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Stop stories!
Here's what's making news.
Continuing our trend this morning of how food is going to make everything better. So an Iowa company that makes Blue Bunny ice cream, which I'm a big fan of Blue Bunny ice cream. Good
stuff. Do they still come out with like the wooden spoons or the stick? Was that the same one?
Yeah, I believe
so. Do you know
so.
What I'm talking yep. about? Yep. Like back in the lunch school day, like lunchroom days, it would have it like a teeny tiny little thing and it would just come.
Oh, you got name brand ice cream at your school? Oh, you fancy. Mm. Yeah, I think both of you like we were Dave and I when we were still in school. Everything was like made in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Like we didn't even like my high school. Like we didn't even import pizza.
What?
Like I was so jealous of other schools that would order like.
You didn't have the rectangle
Papa John's.
Pizza?
No, we had our own. Like our lunch ladies made all of our own stuff in house.
That sounds amazing. But I would rather that.
Well, yeah, but when you're a kid, all you want is like Domino's.
Yeah, pizza.
You know, you're like,
man.
Oh god, Bigfoot pizza from Little Caesars.
We didn't have any of that. We had the octagon pizza or the rectangle pizza.
The octagon pizza is the Mexican pizza though.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Which, the peppers.
Why can't I find that anywhere else? Like, why is there not a place where I can just go get, like, lunchroom Mexican pizza? Because that was the business. I love that day. But so there's the company who makes Blue Bell. They're coming here to Nevada. They said that they're going to open a plant down in Henderson.
Nice.
The family-owned company says that they declined to say just how much they're paying for the Henderson plant, which has about 250 employees who are expected to be retained. But if we're going to start making more ice cream here locally, I'm in.
Yes, I
fully support this.
Because if you remember the last big ice cream news Las Vegas had, unfortunately, it was, I want to say it was like 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago, when Blue Bell... Uh-huh. Ended up coming to Bluebell ended up coming to Las Vegas, and then all the Listeria and all that stuff happened shortly thereafter, and then now we've got that lady who was licking the tops of it down in
Texas.
Calming,
that's calming down now. We're not seeing many people lick things anymore and put it
Thank
back on
God.
The
Thank God.
Yeah,
because it's a federal charge, right? Like
yeah,
you're tampering with food.
Yeah, I feel like they need to throw the book at her. Doing like if you're going to do stupid stuff, expect you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes, plain and simple. And if you're doing it for likes on the gram, I feel like every punishment should be doubled.
Yes,
yes, for doing something online. More Henderson news right now. 7 months after the launch of a Henderson specialty license plate.
Wait, what?
7 months after the launch of a Henderson specific or specialty license plate, Ian. Like I said, just over 100 have been sold.
Oh, really?
The license
nice.
Plate became available back in February, and proceeds benefit the nonprofit Henderson Historical Society, which does great work. But the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles requires 3,000 Henderson license plates to be sold in the first full year, meaning that it could be discontinued after December 31st, 2020. If that benchmark is not met as of July 31st, there were only 108 active registrations with the Henderson license plate. So if you were thinking of holding off on your Henderson-themed license plate, don't hold off.
No.
Rush to the DMV today.
Dude, these are gonna go for a pretty penny on eBay.
Oh, you think so?
Seriously, these are collectors.
They're gonna be a big time collectors for the Henderson license plate.
The funniest part about this to me,
I thought there would be more than 108 though. I mean, like Henderson's huge.
Yeah, but who wants a commemorative license plate?
I don't know.
You have to pay extra for it. Right?
Yeah.
That's the annoying part.
Exactly.
You gotta pay extra for it.
It's not the land of Lincoln. You know what I mean? Like those are cool.
Are they? No, yeah, they're not.
Yes, they are.
The Show Me State.
My favorite part about this story.
I feel like the reason why a lot of these don't sell is because our generic plates for Nevada are pretty damn good.
They're awesome. Good. You get the mountains on them.
You got a goat, or not the goat?
The goat.
Sheep.
Yeah, they got a goat.
Bighorn sheep.
Whatever you want to call it.
It's a goat. I'm saying they're the goat, the greatest of all time, Audrey. That's what Nevada is.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It could have been a goat. Are like rams without horns, goats. Pretty much.
Sure, Mahoney. We'll go with that.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Audrey, what is the biggest conspiracy theory that you believe in?
Message deleted.
Bigfoot's real. Loch Ness Monster, totally real.
Poppin' Loch Ness Monster?
Ooh.
Dude, that
pop,
is
pop, lock, and drop it monster?
That is what I want to see.
Yeah, me too.
Throw out some cardboard. He just starts breaking it down. Yeah. I would be all over that.
And FBI agents absolutely watching our phones.
Oh, it's not even the FBI. It's just every big tech company in the world. They've all had to admit it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep.
We don't even joke about it anymore. You know, we know that every device that we have that has a microphone on it is listening to us. Probably every video camera too that we have has got access to seeing our stuff too. I kind of believe that.
No, totally.
I mean, if it's everything there, why wouldn't it? Ian, you're a conspiracy. Anybody on the show, you would believe in conspiracy theories more than anybody else. Do you have one that you're...
Do I have one I really believe? To be honest with you, I'm really skeptical when it comes to a lot of conspiracy theories. I definitely don't think that Lee Harvey Oswald had the capabilities to shoot.
By himself?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Hell no, he was a terrible marksman.
Yeah.
I don't think we landed on the moon.
Really?
I really don't. Stanley Kubrick, before he passed away, God rest his soul, definitely made some hints. If you watch The Shining, which is a Kubrick film, there are some scenes that allude to the idea that Kubrick helped film the moon landing. Yeah. But besides that, I think there are lizard people also. But
Lizard people.
But do you think that we're in space now, though?
Do I think we're in space? Of course we're in space.
But we can't make it to the moon. Or do you think we can make it to the moon now?
We can make it to the moon now. We just wanted to beat Russia.
Okay.
That was the whole thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sure. So that's, yeah. But again, lizard people definitely exist.
I'm with you to a certain extent on that. Well, you got to don't even get on.
I know.
Get high, smoke a bunch of weed, get on YouTube, Google lizard people and or conspiracy theories, and then go down a rabbit hole you'll never come back from.
It's shapeshifters, man. They're crazy.
We've all done it. We've all done it. Who hasn't? You like the Rothschilds. Like, yeah. You smoke a bunch of weed and then you start reading about the Rothschilds, and then. But my thing on conspiracy theories, I don't think that like the ones that are out there that are well commonly known are like plausible. Yeah. I think the real conspiracy theories, the dumb masses that we all are, we will never hear about it. We are the sheeple. We are the machine. You know, we are the thing that's churning it out, and we're just too dumb. Drones. Even the smartest of us.
Yeah, it's not even a theory yet. Yeah, one of those.
I'm just a plebeian.
We're all plebes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, I just want to share some ways. I live by the motto, no new friends, you know, like since high school. And I'm wondering, do you guys live by that too? Because it's served me well. No new friends, right?
Message deleted.
I don't need no new friends! Audrey?
I actually really... I hate saying this. I disagree with that so much, almost to my core. I'm a very personable person. Mm-hmm. I enjoy friendships. I move around a lot. I clearly think that maybe this guy's had the same friends since he was about fifth grade, fourth grade. You know what I mean? Like, you really, if you don't expand, then you're just stuck in one spot and you don't really get to grow as an individual and as a person, because you move through life by the relationships that you create with other people. So I love and welcome new friends. And no, I do not agree with that.
You're
so
happy.
Yeah, either that or you're getting all your
Flower
knowledge from
child.
A TJ Maxx no. sign.
Live, laugh, love.
Just moving through the currents.
And you make a decent amount of new friends, right?
Not
every
at all.
Day. You're
out talking to people all the time. We go to the bar and you are just randomly talking to all the people at the bar.
Well, that's...
I'm not saying that they're your like best friends.
No, that's just my personality. I just like talking, and plus I get bored really easily.
I feel like
that's fair, but that's also... I think that the no new friends means that you're in your inner circle and you're not willing to branch out and talk to other people.
Here's what no new friends is. It's kind of like when women say that they're not dating right now. They're just not dating you. So that's why that's
so true.
That you know that's spot on, right?
That is so spot on. Yes.
This is the guy version of that. Like no new friends. It's like, well, we're not gonna really bring you into the circle unless you're really cool and or have a boat.
Yes.
Or have a boat.
or if you've got a boat, then you're coming in.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But that's what it is. Like when somebody says, I'm not dating right now, it's always, I'm just not dating you.
Yeah, we're better friends, right? No, but listen, no. I really don't... I just feel so passionate about that. I don't like it. I want more friends. I want that guy to be my friend.
It's hard for guys. Like bringing a new dude into the circle of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
No, females are the most territorial beings on the planet.
I don't know, man. It's I think it's harder for guys. Bringing in a new guy, especially like when you're like almost 40. Like, not having. We'll agree to disagree. We'll agree to disagree. You keep bringing them in. You keep hugging everybody.
But you know what? Thanks for being my friends, guys. Oh, God. Okay, this is awkward.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Coming off one of the biggest years of his acting career, Brad Pitt says he's going to take a few steps back from acting, which I find to be really interesting considering how well received his last couple of performances were Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought he was phenomenal in that movie. Have you guys had a chance to check that out yet?
No, but I love everybody, the entire cast, and obviously Quentin Tarantino is a gem.
I would say go see it in the theater. It's still
one of those.
It's one of those that's like, Tarantino films do well, you know, at home, but I feel like those are movies that are meant to be seen in the box office. But Brad Pitt, he doesn't have a plan to retire from acting, but he's going to appear in less movies on the big screen. He gave an interview with the New York Times. They say that he's more interested in like sculpting and landscaping and wants to produce more movies. Plus, he's kind of come out and spoke about his alcoholism.
Yeah.
He started going to AA a little over a year and a half ago. And I love that nobody in his group dropped a dime to any of these stupid paparazzi magazines or these stupid celeb sites and sold them out, you know, that he was able to get the help and really address some issues that were going on with his alcohol consumption.
It's some hardcore loyalty. He's kind of going, if you think about it, though, he's kind of going Jim Carrey route, right? Going artistic. Behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean.
Jim Carrey actually is a pretty phenomenal, like, painter. Like, have you seen?
I don't know if I would call him phenomenal, but
in comparison to what I would have ever thought. I can draw stick figures. They are not bad. Do not try and downplay them for some trash child painting. He can paint.
It's like a high school sophomore.
No.
He's no Jean-Michel Basquiat or anything like that, but still, you know.
Yeah.
No. He's okay.
What kind of sculpting do we think that Brad Pitt's going to be creating here? Like, I mean, he's also probably
Is he going to do the thinker?
He's going to re-sculpt himself as the David.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like,
if there was going to be a guy who had the modern day physique of David, I would think it would be Brad Pitt, right?
That's fair.
And then just call it Brad.
How is he like 50 some odd years old and still has 0% body fat and abs?
Total smoke show.
Dude.
Seriously.
Just gives us all... Just,
oh, would.
Man. I would.
Is that what it gives us? Okay. So, moving to a different coast, a 26-year-old man in New Jersey broke into the beachfront Rhode Island mansion of Taylor Swift last week. Whoa. He removed his shoes because he wanted to be polite. Richard J. McEwen of Milford is the third man this summer to attempt to enter the 11,000-square-foot-plus home since July.
Really?
I don't think he was taking his shoes off to be polite.
What do you think he was doing?
I watched too much true crime. He was trying to like eliminate evidence.
Oh,
like,
I thought you were going to say he had like some sort of weird like fetish.
Yeah, like a foot fetish.
Yeah.
Of his own feet?
I don't know. Like he wanted to run his feet through Taylor Swift's carpet or
something?
Yeah,
and then like take a picture of it. Yeah.
Something really creepy.
We've been on Craigslist.
On the dark web.
But I feel like you could be onto something with the like, I've seen too many episodes of CSI and I don't want to leave behind trace.
Yeah, like
particles.
Shoe prints or something. Like, oh,
but they caught
a size 10 shoe.
The best part about this, the security guard for her mansion in Rhode Island was just out sitting on a seawall watching the ocean. Didn't know this guy had broken until the police showed up. And then they chased him down and they caught him a little while later.
You're fired.
But that is, like, I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, but leave that woman alone.
I know.
Like, really?
Third time
get
since
out
July?
Of here. Like, what is the obsession with dudes? Like, I would think that, like, because, I mean, her music really isn't super appealing to a lot of older men. Like, what
is her as a person? Like, her
But she doesn't really sell, like, she's never... You know, she's a good-looking, very attractive woman, but she doesn't, like, her basis of her fans and her career isn't never been, like, based on, like, sexuality.
Do we not remember the one guy who was obsessing over, like, Selena Gomez and, like, showing up at her house and, like, literally stalking her for the right? It's the same kind of thing. And this guy was, like, 50-some years old, and she was, like, 14 or something gross at the time. There is just creeps out there. Doesn't matter what you look like. If you're a pop star who's been in the limelight for forever, they're just going to show up at your door shoeless.
She's got to have like armed security on her like 24/7, right?
One would
hope so. You would think so. But also, do you fire that security guard who was just out, you know, watching the tide roll in?
They were reflecting on the day.
Yes.
And I've got some awful news, even worse than Taylor Swift's house being broken into. This one really actually makes me quite angry. Netflix is looking up to switch its binge release method. While the streaming giant is almost always known to release an entire season of a show at once, Netflix has decided to release some series on a weekly basis moving forward. Not all of them, but some of them.
I've already been on the Hulu train. That just makes me want to go full-blown Hulu now.
I like Hulu, but Hulu does the weekly releases too, though, right?
Well,
but that's how it's always been.
But it's always been like that, and it's weekly because you're actually getting what's on cable network.
Yeah.
Weekly,
I
right?
Thought you were talking about like the Hulu, like Handmaid's Tale.
Well, Handmaid's Tale is also awesome, but for the Netflix, everything you whatever you get on there right now, it's all got that little in the top left corner, and it's all of the Netflix originals, which used to be great, but now it's oversaturation. They're just like mass producing.
I don't even know. I spend more time. Here's my weekly or even my nightly schedule. Like if we get in bed in time enough to watch something on TV, we'll sit there and we'll like flip around and like look for stuff. We'll spend more time flipping around looking for something than actually watching something because nothing looks good.
No. Netflix is going to trash. They're getting rid of all their Disney movies. They're getting rid of Friends. They're getting rid of The Office. There's one other major one they're getting rid of.
And now they're gonna switch it up to weekly. I feel like the weekly drop method is just a way to keep us subscribing longer rather than, you know, if canceling it for a couple months until the next thing comes out.
Not here for it.
Scandalous.
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 Scandal. All the drama.
Netflix, you're on my list.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Seriously, though. Just stop sucking. Be better, Netflix.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
I love unnecessary studies. I really do.
Same.
I think, like, if I were to be in the world of academia...
But what kind of, what study would you trial?
Well, I mean, I think it's, I would try...
Is sleep
food,
study?
Is food tasty? Does sleep work?
Is air good for you?
That one could be... You could go a couple different ways on that one. Yeah. Depends on where
could
it's...
you?
I mean,
maybe. Wait, now are you anti-air?
Well, I'm anti-gas.
Oh,
you know, I mean, they're too much air, too much of a good thing. You know, too much food is bad for you. Too much air, who knows? Well, there's a new survey of 2,000 adults. All the luxuries of modern life have made most people like incredibly impatient across pretty much every aspect of their lives. 3/4 of those surveyed said that they believe the dominance of digital technology such as smartphones and on-demand TVs are to blame for this growing lack of patience.
Totally.
Did we need a study for that, though? I mean, we are definitely the era of instant gratification.
Well, here's how interesting. They did break this down in some interesting fields. They said that respondents reported becoming frustrated after just 16 seconds of waiting for a web page to load, 25 seconds for waiting for a traffic light to change. The survey also revealed that 38% of respondents had lost their patience while trying to take notes and keep up with a speaker during class or a work meeting.
Oh yeah, all of the above. Check me as yes.
You think 25 seconds you lose your cool over waiting for a light to change? 25 seconds?
Well, I feel like I'm in a hurry.
I feel like the threshold's like a minute for me. Minute two.
And then I just go from 0 to 100.
Because I feel like that's the one thing technology has improved. Waiting at stoplights is because you're just looking at your phone.
Yeah.
While you're at a stoplight. I mean, yeah, if some clown isn't going when the light is green, half a second, like 0.5 milliseconds.
Are you one of those honkers?
Oh, I honk through people. Like, there could be four cars in front of me. If nobody's honking, I am honking through all of you clowns who have dropped the ball on who should be honking.
I'm the person who turns around and will just be like, who did that?
Somebody honked at me the other day. I was in a like one of those two turn lanes, right?
Yeah.
And I crossed over from one to the other in front of a big giant, you know, like tractor trailer. But there was double line. I mean, there was it wasn't like fast. It was like just getting over because... And there were the two double lines where, you know, you're not allowed to come in from the outside to get into these turn lanes because it's, you know, dangerous to do that. And some I get over and some guy starts honking at me because I got over and it blocked him from breaking the law cutting in front of this truck. The light was changing. So I immediately stopped.
Really?
And I like that power move.
Oh, dick move on my part.
You should have done it.
But I stop immediately, and so this guy can't get in at all, and so half of his car is out in the other lane making him look like an idiot.
You should have called the cops on him that moment.
I thought about it, but I gave him the look like, I'm like, oh, we going to do this? We going to do this? And your tiny ass, whatever, I don't even
Prius.
Know what kind. It was smaller than a Prius. I don't even, it was like
Fiat.
Somewhere between a Prius and a smart car. It was the tiniest car. I'm like, you are not going to be tough. In a car like that, I'm sorry,
Mahoney. If you fight somebody in a smart car,
I will pick your car up and flip it over myself. All right. Speaking of cars, Tesla owners, are you a fan of Tesla Motors? Do you like how those cars are? The electric car.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now. There are so many in this town that they've become a Honda for me. Like everywhere I look, it's a Tesla. I'm like, okay. Have they lost their luster for me a little bit? But yeah, they're nice. Would I turn one down? Absolutely not.
Ian, are you a fan of electric cars or do they bother you?
Electric cars, yes, big fan. Tesla, no. I don't like the brand.
Is it Elon Musk?
No, I love Elon Musk too. It's just
really?
I think
how do you love electric cars? You love Elon Musk, but you don't like Tesla.
No, they just don't have a great track record.
Okay.
They really don't if you think about it, but they do look cool.
I'm going to be I know it's not great for the environment, I'm all for everybody else getting them. I want a gas powered vehicle.
Dude, we were just talking to the politicians earlier about the all day Thanksgiving every day.
Yeah.
And now you say this?
Well,
dude, we need these people on our side.
I feel like I'm hitting 150 and Thanksgiving dinner on every corner.
Wait, who are you?
I'll say this much. You never know you want a big ass truck until you drive one. I want a big ass truck. I'm sorry.
Diesel.
I don't know about it has to be diesel, but I don't even know here's how little I know about cars. I'm like, what does diesel really do?
Yeah, it messes up your car.
Sometimes it's more expensive. Sometimes it's cheaper. I don't know. Is it cleaner? I don't know.
Well, no.
Well, here's one of the downsides for owning a Tesla. So earlier this week, numerous Tesla owners were out and about and suddenly found themselves stranded because they were locked out of their cars. According to the website Down Detector, the Tesla app outage lasted 4 hours with no warning that it was going to happen. And the thing is, you have to open, or some of these Teslas, you have to open with an app on your phone.
No, what did you get? Nope. See, no.
This
Tesla
is why
app.
It's too far.
Nope. Nope. Not here for it.
Like, if you cannot get into your car because your phone, an app on your phone has died, that has defeated the purpose of a car totally.
Imagine the worst case emergency situation.
Yes.
You gotta go number two. You can't go anywhere. You can't get in your car. You can't do anything.
I mean,
you gotta take the transit. You're on a subway system.
I thought you were gonna say somebody was dying or something like that.
Massive
like
emergency poop system.
Emergency. Like, yeah, I'm just going. It's just happening.
Are we living in San Francisco now?
Yes, it's happening right here. Deal with it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Which is why I always have wet wipes in my car and a change of underwear at all times.
No, you do not.
100% I do. If you are, if you have a car care kit and you don't have wet wipes and or an extra pair of underwear in there.
I don't believe you.
Go look in my trunk right now.
Let's go.
Go. I'll give you my keys right now. You'll see some drawers in there.
And wet wipes?
Yes. Those are in my glove box, though.
Okay.
I don't keep those in the trunk.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
One of our favorite things about the internet and technology and social media is that we can all seek out ways to motivate ourselves. Isn't that right, Ian?
Mahoney, that is very true.
And
just the motivation is so saturated on the internet.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's just so motivating to see so many of these people out there motivating us, motivating them, motivating us, motivating them.
It's a cycle of motivation.
I feel targeted. I feel targeted.
Why do you feel targeted?
Because literally yesterday I posted something about motivation.
Well, what we like to do...
like quite literally not even 7 hours ago.
What we like to do here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is spotlight some of these amazing motivational speakers who have found a voice and a platform on social media. We've done internet bodybuilders. We've done the internet life coaches. Where do our wise words from the web come to us today from, Ian?
Now, these are just our regular old suburban motivators. Mm. These are the people that sit in their backyards or sit in their cars and tell you to just get up and get through the day.
There's nothing so motivating like a guy sitting in a truck with the camera facing right at his face telling us that you can do it.
And then he goes into his like Quick Trip job or something like that. You know, it's...
Don't knock on Quick Trip. They pay well. Because I got friends who work at Quick Trip.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. One of my friends is a manager. He's a general manager of a Quick Trip.
Bro, hook it up, man.
Nah, man. We don't have any out here. So, without further ado, are you ready to get motivated? Here's this week's wise words from the web.
Here we go.
Gotta.
Moni, I believe you can do this.
I believe in you. I hit the thing. I hit it.
It's time to get motivated. The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Wise Words from the Web.
You know, there's too many people in this world that don't have no self-confidence. Just feel sorry for yourself all the time. Well, Catfish Cooley's got a solution for you. Just go get your motherfucking motorcycle. I mean, use your common sense. Don't hear some sense, Gary. Oh, listen to that, baby. You can't get that nowhere else except in America, baby. That's an American machine right there, son. I'm talking that speed twin power, cuz. I'm talking that good looking. That's a darn white glove right there, baby. It's like a 700-pound
Hey guys, Henry here. So to start this video off right, tell you like my shirt. I love Michael Jackson. Yes, I do like shirt. This is my mom's shirt, but I'm just wearing it now because it's cozy. So earlier, you know, now it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, but earlier I was watching some of my videos, and that's one of the things that really, really inspires me is when I watch my old videos and when I go downtown and to the beach. A lot of visuality inspires me, and it just kind of inspired me to want to make videos and what YouTube has done for me. Honestly, I don't know where anybody would be without YouTube.
Drop that baggage. Drop that extra weight. Release it. You feel me? And what am I talking about? I'm talking about that one thing or that one situation that when you think about it, it just ruins your whole day. That stack of negativity that's in the back of your mind, but when you bring it to the front, you just feel bitter. Let it go. Block it out your life.
That was another motivating edition of Dave and Mahoney's Wise Words from the Web.
Woo, seize the day, my friends. Carpe diem.
You can't do it.
No, what just happened there?
Or get a motorcycle.
It was supposed to do that thing.
I did,
but like, what happened there?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Click the move, I think.
We broke the whole show.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Just fix that in post. Fix that in post.
We'll take care of it.
Why did it move like that? It wasn't supposed to. I was supposed to hit the sweeper.
Wait, I love that you also incorporated somebody. Just Living Baby is from Vegas.
Yes, she is.
I want to know where she gets her nails done.
I don't.
The claws.
I know.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Are we doing bleep BS right now?
Hey, might as well.
Okay.
We got it.
Why don't we just do news?
You want to do news?
We don't have anybody on the line.
All right.
We didn't tell anybody. Were we supposed to be doing that? No. This is supposed to be top stories.
Top stories!
You're fired, Ian.
Oh, I'm the fired one.
You're the fired one. All right. Well, let's get into news. You want to throw in the news?
Yeah, I will throw that in. But Mahoney, what are we talking about?
We'll just wait. We'll wait for the news.
Oh, jeez,
we'll wait for the news bed, because this doesn't sound like a bed that I want to talk over.
Give me
lackadaisical.
Jeez. All right, here we go. Give me 1 second here.
All right. Well, let's start off with one of the things, Audrey. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
If you were to be in a hot tub, an above ground hot tub, filled with any
90s.
I was going to say swingers, but you know, 90s also, 90s swingers.
Okay.
If you were to be in a hot tub filled with any side from a restaurant, what side would it be?
Without a doubt, mashed potatoes and gravy.
Really?
Yeah. Gravy will keep it nice and warm.
Are we going brown gravy or are we going white gravy?
Is that even a question?
Yeah. I mean, because it's
brown.
Brown?
Gravy all day long. Are you really about to go white gravy?
I'm a white gravy guy. I like a sausage. I like sausage in my gravy, especially if I'm going to have an entire hot tub filled with a side of my choice. I would go
sausage, white gravy.
I would go sausage, but here's how you could possibly end up with a hot tub filled with a side of your choice. Boston Market has just launched a new rewards program, and to kick things off, they're giving out a sweet prize to the first person to get 10,000 points. They'll win 1 ton of any side dish that could be mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, cream spinach, or any of the other sides that Boston Market offers, like steamed vegetables, which would be garbage, or garlic dill potatoes, which are
that would make you stinky.
Yeah, no, I feel like you go cream corn or you go mashed potatoes. I feel like the mashed potatoes, if you were to, you know, sit down into it, would probably be the most comfortable.
Yeah, it'd be like a pillow.
But there's no sexy time going on then.
No, then get on your parts.
Well, I'm saying like cream corn, at least you could like move. I feel like there could be movement through the cream corn, whereas the
mashed potatoes. Kind of like a
beanbag. Kind of, yeah. Whereas opposed to the mashed potatoes, you're just kind of stuck there. So if you want to possibly win a ton of whatever the side of your choice from Boston Market, all you need to do is reach 10,000 points with their new rewards program. How much money will it cost you to reach 10,000 points, you ask? Only $10,000.
That's it.
Oh, a point per. Okay.
So if you've got a
lot of muffins,
if you've got a bonus $10,000 laying around and you want to eat at a Boston Market till your heart's content, you too could possibly fill a hot tub filled with mac and cheese.
I feel like you have to buy $10,000 of whatever item you want to be filled in said jacuzzi or hot tub or whatever. Like, right? Like, don't you feel like you got to go like 10,000 deep on like all the baked beans your heart could desire?
But then you would double up, though. Because you would have all of those sides plus a hot tub filled with I feel like baked beans probably the least sexy out of all the kind of more modern barbecue sides to like sit in.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, I don't.
Who's going to clean this afterwards, by the way, too? Do you get the.
Do you get the jets? Do the jets still work?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even attempt. I would not even attempt that.
I love that you sit right back on it and it's hitting your lower back. Oh, I feel
what about queso? I'm thinking about this. Actually, can I sub some queso in?
I feel like queso has to be kept at a certain temperature, though.
Isn't that what those do?
Because if
Don't they keep you a little warm and toasty?
If it doesn't get hot enough, you know, it's going to solidify. Then you get that, like, weird.
You're just a walking chunk of queso, Harden.
You get the film of cheese on top of that, which is not going to be good. You know what I'm talking
about. Okay, whatever.
You want to hear a confession? And my wife has told me she would divorce me if I ever did this.
I'm so nervous about what you're about to say. I think I know.
I'm going to Costco later on today.
Uh-huh.
And they have one of those giant containers of nacho cheese.
Yeah.
Every time I walk by one, I want to buy it.
Just get it.
She won't let me.
I actually thought you were about to say that you are the person who eats the cheese skin.
Oh, no. Oh, Jesus. I'm not.
That's a divorceable thing.
Yes, of course that's a divorceable thing. She just said, no, if you buy 3 gallons of cheese, it's over.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I was thinking about it, and in my advanced years, I've come to realize that Adam Sandler has made some pretty dumb movies. I mean, Waterboy, they're all stupid. But that guy's made so much money. And we all played into his game. And he won.
Message deleted.
I like Adam Sandler movies.
You said today is the 20th anniversary of Waterboy, which I feel like still considered a classic.
I love that movie.
I wouldn't say it's not like a masterpiece, But it's definitely a classic.
It's close.
You look back on it and you laugh. I will say that there were a lot of Adam Sandler movies that have been really bad. The Grown Ups movies.
Ugh, God, those are garbage.
But the murder mystery movie that just came out on Netflix a couple months ago, I liked.
You guys are
psychos. The one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
That was good?
I thought it was good. I haven't liked a lot of Adam Sandler movies over the last few years, but I thought that one was pretty good. I liked 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore.
Watched that the other night.
Actually. The original, like Big Daddy, Billy Madison,
yes,
and Happy Gilmore. All of those are phenomenal.
I just keep rewatching his Netflix special, his comedy Netflix
special. The
100%
Fresh.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
The song to Chris Farley is what got me, man.
Yeah. Okay, are we trying to make me cry right now? The thought of it.
That one killed me.
That one was good. I will say, I think Adam Sandler has done a great job of finding a way to entertain a lot of people. You know, it's not certainly not the smartest and not the dumbest comedy out there, but if the guy, he has really figured it out, because all he does is make movies with his friends.
That's it.
In beautiful, exotic locations.
Yes.
And he gets paid hundreds of millions of dollars.
And he gets his friends paid too.
And he doesn't even wear suits.
You can't dislike Adam Sandler for that, because you're right. He gets his friends paid too. And that's important.
We all eat.
Mm-hmm.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, I was wondering how you guys handle people that you just don't like. I've got a friend of a friend that I see out sometimes, and we just don't vibe. So how do you handle that?
Message deleted.
Don't talk to him.
Yeah, I mean,
super simple.
There's situations where you get put into where you're talking to people who you don't want to be talking to. Just be nice.
Cordial, right? Like, we're adults. You don't have to be an ass. Yeah.
Yeah. We're old enough that you don't need to be a dick, but also don't even, you know, I don't know. Don't let your dislike of them get at you. There's, I found myself in years past falling into traps of where there is somebody who I have disliked so actively and so much that it's affected my own happiness. Because, you know, if you stick around in negativity for too long, it eventually it'll seep into your psyche.
But then he died, right? So,
well, no, that he died. That one, that was
that one.
That was happy.
There's two of these people.
There's other people out there who I dislike, certainly, who I could go the rest of my life never talking to them again. And, you know, after certain moments where I was no longer forced to talk to them, I made a conscious decision. I'm not going to think about them. I'm not going to put any sort of my energy towards them, because I know this sounds stupid and new age, and
here
I'm traditionally not in on this, but energy is like money. We have a finite amount that we could spend until the next payday.
Absolutely.
And if you are wasting your energy on somebody who, one, is negative or toxic or things like that, you're just doing yourself a disservice. So when I finally cut those people out of my life, overall, a much happier person.
I'm cold-hearted.
Oh, I'm with you.
I am cold-hearted. If I give you a couple chances, right?
Yeah.
But really,
I think
really one and done is usually how it is.
Oh, you're
and I
one
cut
and
you
done.
Out and I'm ice cold.
Really?
Yeah, no, seriously. If you mess me up in any type of way, I'm a very gentle-hearted individual, but
you'll cut a bitch.
Not even cut you, slice and dice you.
Jesus.
I just I would just use some scissors. You are out of my life.
You are
going to
get one
again.
Of those as
blocked,
seen on TV
muted,
things.
Muted. Blocked and muted. They're going to make a true crime special out of me.
Which, by the way, those as seen on TV vegetable slicers, all garbage.
All garbage.
I can't slice a cucumber like that. You ever tried to slice a tomato with one of those? Tomato bins? Yeah.
Well, that's your problem. What are you using one of those with a tomato for?
I believe the hype.
I saw it on TV.
It's an ass scene on TV.
I saw it.
And I saw them cutting out the tomato into little tiny cubes.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I was lied to. Everything's a sham. Damn. Nothing's real. We can't believe the infomercials that we see on TV.
Just use a knife.
It's a lot of work.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Dear hipsters, stop. Just stop. That's what I would like to tell you. Just stop all your stupid nonsense. Police foil a 3,000-person hide-and-seek game at an IKEA.
Oh, that sounds fun.
What's the age demographic here, do we think? 18?
Early 20s. Late teens, early 20s. Because anybody who's got a job knows that you don't have time to play hide-and-seek at an IKEA.
I don't know, man. Those 30-something hipsters, they're the worst, in my opinion, because they, like, still pine for their youth. So, like, they would That's definitely her. Pull something like this.
Yeah, and
there's nothing worse than an old hipster.
Yeah, it's like, come on.
There really is not.
Well,
get into steampunk. Please.
The young ones are too busy making TikTok videos.
True.
Which all that stuff's being owned by that you know that's a Chinese company that owns TikTok, right?
So sure, yeah.
They're just like tracking you and they're going to use it against you someday.
facial recognition.
We were talking about that on the show the other day about Facebook's facial recognition. They're saying that you can opt out of that now, but do any of us believe that? Because
no.
Do you remember a few years ago when you first started uploading photos and your friends were tagged in those photos before you even recognized it?
I loved it.
Facebook, like Mark Zuckerberg, is literally probably the worst person on the planet.
Hands down.
Can you think of a worse? Because has anything done more damage to the overall psyche? And
I can think of a few people.
Right now? Right now?
Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un.
I don't know, man. I feel like Zuckerberg's still worse than Putin. We know what Putin's doing. We know. He's like, yeah, I'm going to invade Crimea. The Ukraine will be mine again.
That would be a great celebrity boxing match, though.
Oh, dude, Vladimir Putin is like no joke. Like he's a judo
if
guy.
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, stop playing hide and seek in places of business, hipsters.
If you're gonna do it though, can we do it by the corn dog stand in IKEA? That's where my prime. Yeah,
they have
corn dogs.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. That'd be right by the corn dogs.
Fun fact, I actually met Lady Gaga at an IKEA in 2000 and it was 7 or 8. I think it was 2008. She was doing, like, right as she was, like, blowing up, my station hosted
an event at the IKEA.
Like, legitimately. Like, it was like a pop-up concert in front of an IKEA in San Diego, and Lady Gaga was there. It was one of the most bizarre moments of my life. And then she goes on to become one of the biggest, you know, musical acts in the entire world. So
why didn't she pitch you for A Star Is Born then?
You know, I don't know. I mean,
you have a beard.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Maybe it's because I don't speak French like Bradley Cooper.
Ah, you're right.
Oh. Must be that. So a man, he's 28 years old. His name is Ted Zarens. He's from Maine. Apparently he was late on his rent and knew his landlord was coming by to collect.
We've all been there.
So Ted played dead. When the landlord came into his apartment, he found Ted pretending to be either unconscious or actually dead lying there. And while Ted was convincing, believe it or not, the landlord didn't go, oh, well, he's dead. Guess he doesn't owe me money. I'll just leave now. Instead, he called the cops, reported he had someone dead or unconscious in one of his apartments. The cops came, and when they got there, they found Ted alive, conscious, responsive, and quite healthy. He wound up admitting to his scheme. The cops also found that he had an outstanding warrant for a failure to appear for a criminal threatening charge, so he was arrested on the warrant.
That's like where his mind goes, all right, I'm just going to play as a possum. Play like, possum.
Even then, even if you were dead.
You're just going to leave the stink there for a little while. We'll come back to
Ted. They're
going to
move all your stuff out of your place anyway. If you're the landlord, like, well, this one's dead. You know, let's hose it down and get somebody new in here.
Drugs were not involved.
So also, this is one that, like, did you do a lot of online dating before you met your husband?
No, that was the phenomena of that was after the fact.
It was after the fact.
Yeah.
And you've been with your girlfriend for a long time.
Yeah, but I did a lot of online. I wouldn't necessarily call it dating.
Plenty of fish.
Did a lot of, you know.
Okay, Cupid.
Yeah, man.
Our Time.
Christian Mingle.
Farmers Only was a great one for me.
You're banned from Farmers Only?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Well, a New Jersey man was arrested earlier this week for defrauding more than 30 victims after wooing them on internet dating sites. Ruben Saperong of New Jersey has been charged with one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. He concocted online dating profiles portraying U.S. military personnel stationed overseas looking for romance. The profiles were made up using fictitious or stolen identities, federal prosecutors said. Since January 2016, he fooled his victims into collectively sending him money through wire transfer, personal checks, and money transfer services such as Western Union. According to the complaint, he told them that he needed money to ship gold bars to the United States.
Gold bars?
But he kept it for himself.
Of course.
And other conspirators in Ghana.
Of course.
He posted photographs of himself on social media, posting with large amounts of cash, high-end cars, and expensive jewelry. He faces a maximum year or maximum of 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. But that's crazy considering he swindled people out of $2 million.
That's insane. I actually just watched a catfish episode on something like this, where it was a woman catfishing another woman for being in the Marines. She thought that they were going to have a baby together.
Okay.
And she sent a wired money, $1,000, for the surrogate, and then was like, hey, yeah, guess what? We've got a kid, but you can't see the kid. Keep sending me money to for us to have this child together. And happened on catfish. This is things that people actually believe, and it blows my mind.
Here's the thing. It's like, how could you be that dumb to do something like that? And I'm not trying to be mean, but like, how could you, like the service member thing, like you're pulling on a lot of heartstrings over there, especially if it's a guy who's, you know, serving his country. But it's how I feel bad when I hear about these stories, because it's just somebody who's so lonely.
Right.
Who is obviously just bypassing all the red flags that are
a model
in their face. Well, yeah.
It's Katy Perry.
It's because they're so lonely, and that just makes me so sad when I think about that. They need to, like, if you are preying on loneliness of people and the, like,
well, our generation, that's all we've ever known is the internet, right? Like, we had AOL teen chat rooms. You know, like, we've had the MSN Messenger, the AIM. Like, we have only ever known internet connection, and that's why we suck. Like, going to the bars and talking to people. So, like, hey, Mr. Marine across the country, yeah, sure, I'll send you some gold bars.
No, it's for so he could buy the
gold.
Yeah, so he could.
Like, we just ship these golden nuggets across the ocean for you.
I have not been to Ghana. Be honest, what was your, did you have a ridiculous AOL screen name when you were in college?
Yes, I did.
In high school?
I did. One time a bird actually dropped some bombs on my car, and I guess it just had eaten some berries. I actually have to close my eyes because I can't look at you when I'm telling you this story. Dropped some berries. It was like raspberry colored, and it was called Raspberry Raindrops was my AIM name.
Oh.
Really?
Swear I thought it was to God.
Oh, God. That makes me feel, I don't know if I should feel worse about you want it. Like, no.
Listen, I'm going to leave.
No. Yeah, please, no. So,
I need to stay here
I'm
now.
I'm so embarrassed.
I was such a narcissist when I was like right out of high school in college. Like, I was like 19 years old, had a six pack, 6'4", 6'5", chiseled jawline because I only weighed 175 pounds.
Those volleyball shorts.
Oh, yeah. Just athletic thighs. It was an AOL screen name. My AOL screen name was like Hot St. Louis College Dude.
No, it wasn't.
I swear.
Was it like seriously? XX69X?
No, because there was a couple underscores in there. It was like Hot St. Louis College Dude.
Take a seat.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We gonna run to the body and dance to the rhythm. Harder.
One of your favorite new albums, right?
Oh, Lana Del Rey. Just came out. Can't even say the title.
Do what?
Can't even say the album.
Norman F. Rockwell. Yeah. It's not the full title, but it's a nice abbreviation right there. And right now we've got a game to play as we wrap up the show. Normally it's Know the Show at this point in time, but instead we are playing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I missed it. Truly.
Well, he snuck around the world from Mykonos to Arcadia, spreading his fake news at the site of Olympia. He's half naked on a boat, probably heading to Kavala. Tell us where in the world is
Shirtless Dave Farah?
That's our question today. 791-1075. Do you know where in the world is Shirtless Dave Farah today? If you do, that will get you a pair of tickets to go see Soundhouse, our Soundhouse at the Inspire Theater, happening September 20th through 22nd. Plus, you qualify for a pair of tickets to qualify for a pair of 3-day wristbands to Life is Beautiful. You get the Q&A, meet and greet, and performance from the Life is Beautiful lineup of artists. You gotta be over 21. Do you know where in the world is Shirtless Dave Farah?
Soundhouse is also a really awesome, cool experience that's over at
That's where you and I met last year.
Yeah, it is our friendiversary.
It is our friendiversary. We had a really good time drinking at Inspire Theater.
So much beer.
And over at Banger Brewery. Ian, do we have a line I should go to?
Yeah, believe it or not, we actually have someone who knows where Shirtless Dave Farah is.
Let's go to this X1075. Who is this?
My name's Kyle.
Kyle, where in the world is Shirtless Dave Farah?
Hopefully he's wearing a shirt in Chicago, Illinois.
I don't think he is, but you got it.
Hell no.
You got it, my friend. Woo. There we go.
A little breezy probably in Chicago right now.
A little nipply, but whatever. He's going to be fine. Congratulations, Kyle. We'll see you out at Soundhouse. And we're running over on time, so we got to get out here. Have a good day, guys.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee's silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada